You want one, Ger?
Yeah, Stephen O'Donnell, the Dundalk captain. Stephen, I know the injury has kept you off the field, but you must be a very happy man tonight.
Yeah, great. You know, it's great to win the double. You know, that was our aim first and foremost, probably to win the league, and then, you know, to top it off with a double. It's been great. We were probably due winning a cup final, and it's just great to cap off, great way to cap off the season.
You'd usually be out there controlling things in the centre of midfield, doing what Chris Shields was doing today.
Congrats.
How was it for you?
It's hard watching, especially such a lovely arena and that, but as the game went on, I suppose you sort of kind of forget about that and are become a fan, and you know, you're looking at things and hoping we go on and win the game, and thankfully we did. You know, it's we probably could have played better, but cup finals are all about winning, as we know. We've been on the wrong end of losing a couple, so you know, to win again is brilliant.
It turned out to be a nightmare for Sean Hoare for a wee while when he scored a fantastic goal and then gave away a penalty, but God, was
it was a roller coaster for Sean. Probably the first goal no one else could have scored that goal, you know, to be
super
able to jump that high from a standing start. We all know he can do that, and you know, to be able to jump that high and be so athletic, brilliant. And then unfortunately the penno, but as you said, a bit of a collector's item with Patrick with a header, but Jamie McGrath done brilliantly to Rob their player, and then he slid Gano, and unbelievable ball by Sean Gannon, and Fats breaking into the box and burying an old trademark header as we were messing with him there in the dressing room, you know, when it was coming on his head. A few of us were like, oh no, not Patrick, but you know, he put it away, and it's brilliant for him, you know.
And you have a double now as well, a double-double, and there's not too many players or teams with double-doubles, and
I think the manager was saying last night in the meeting, I think Martin Lawler would maybe the only one with Dundalk before today,
right,
so he said that. I think his was 9 years apart,
right,
too,
yeah.
So you know, we have a bunch of lads now that have done the double-double, so it's a great achievement, and I suppose it keeps getting better. 6 years ago, told us we'd be doing news and after winning all this, and you know, we would have laughed at you, so it's a bit of a fairy tale, but long may continue.
How's the injury, and will you be fit for the next season?
I've been doing a bit of training, but probably the game came a few weeks too
and
early.
And you're staying on with Dundalk, are you?
Yeah, we'll see. You don't know. Nothing's been agreed yet or anything, but we'll see.
Are you hoping to stay?
Yeah. Just has to be discussed between me and the manager and that, and see what happens.
Okay, thanks
all
for
right, thanks.
Congratulations.
Lovely. Cheers.
Thank you.